industrial, residential, commercial, electrical, contracting services, give them a call, Econ Electric. And then for anybody that wants to help sponsor any of these games coming up, we're in the tournament time now, give the girls in the office, Pam, Ashley, give them a call. Be happy to work with you and try to get something set up for your business to help bring these games. As go up, she pops one up along the third base side, and that is a fly out to third for the first out in the fifth inning. Coming up next, Michaela Anders. She's 0 for 2 in the game. Fly to third and fly to left, so she's hit it in that area. She's trying to get one down for a hit. Well, she makes contact that one but fouls it back, so she's down to the count 0-1. Again, thanks to all our sponsors, Econ Electric, and every single one that you hear on these during these broadcasts. Speaking of more broadcasts, we've got a whole bunch of sports coming up as baseball playoffs are coming up and softball playoffs are in already rolling. And it's just fun. This time of year's fun is pop up, out of play. Heads up, everybody. Nice catch by a young man behind the bleachers. As that's a 1-2 count to Andrews. So with 1-2 count, one out to Andrews. Pitch rocks, fires on the way, and that's going to be inside, so that count levels up at 2-2. But tomorrow, same time, 5 o'clock, going to have Lincoln High School softball come free, and that's a drive out to the outfield, and it's down. It's just shy of the fence. Andrews, she motors on in for a double. So one out double for Michaela Andrews. And Nakusa is in business with Aubrey Borboom coming up to the plate. Borboom's 0 for 1 with a walk in the game. So she can make some contact. Hopefully Andrews can come around and score and give us some more cushion to the Papermakers' lead. And there's, just as I said, but it lines right out to center. And it was great contact, but just someone was there, unfortunately, because that's a line out to center for your second out of the inning. Montana Rowe now coming up, hoping to bring in Andrews. Rowe is 1 for 2. She flew out to center in the first and had a single in the third. Courtesy runner Lexi Trickle added a stolen base in that, as she was, as I said, a courtesy runner. So they're flexing through. By flexing, getting Rowe back into the game. Pitch on the way. Grounder hit foul. Rowe had that one timed up just a little bit off the mark. Drop the bat and stunt her foul. Yeah, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Lincoln High School Red Raider softball coming your way. I'll be on the call again as they take on Menasha in their last regular season game. Their brackets came out yesterday, and they're going to have a home game next Tuesday against Wausau East, and that's Division I. Fortunately, not going to be bringing that contest, but there's going to be more on the way, more softball as we move right along this tournament season. There's a pitch high, so the count goes 2-1 to Rowe. Clouds moving in a little bit more here at Nakusa High School. Armand, she gets ready. She fires back towards home. Swing and a miss by Rowe. So she moves to count 2-2. She really wanted that pitch, just wasn't able to make contact. So, looks to see another pitch, at least, here in this at-bat. Pitch, that's going to be high, and that moves the count to full for Rowe. Then Monday, we got baseball action, and there is a hit that gets out of the infield. Rowe makes a single. Round comes Andrews. She's going to score. No throw to home. So there's an added run to the total as it's an RBI single for Rowe. to score Anders. Courtesy runner Lexi Trickle coming in. And that sets up Ashlyn Garza as she, for the game, is 0 for 2. Fly out to center and fly out short. So Nakusa up 3-1, two outs, runner on first. And there is a grounder, get to short to first in time. And there's your 6-3 for your third out. But one run, two hits, nobody, no errors, and one left. There's five in the books here at Nakusa High School. Nakusa leading 3-1. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
WIRI Nakusa.
Four hitters coming up for Neillsville in the top of the sixth inning where Nakusa holds a 3-1 lead. Again, my name is Mike Comer, as bringing the action this afternoon and the action tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids and Menasha clash in a non-conference game, last regular season game of the year for the teams. And then again on Monday in that non-conference game, assuming it's still going to be played between Assumption and Port Edwards. That's going to take place at infamous, historic Winterfield, Wisconsin Rapids. So really looking forward to that one. That's always a fun rivalry to bring the listeners as we just keep clipping along on this spring sports schedule. Really tough to get games in with the way the weather is. It's tough to get games in to play as it is to mow your yard in this weather. Rain. Can't play, can't mow. As first pitch hit. Third, that's going to be a quick out for the Papermakers on a 5-3 play. Shiloh Walk goes down 0-for-3 in the game now. Coming up next is Carissa Canfield, as she is 2-for-2 in the game, scored a run with stolen base. As she will not make that 3-for-3, there's another perfect placement there by Alexa Borboom, just gets that line out on a second for the second out. Two pitches, two outs. Nakusa just moving right along as Michaela Johansson comes up. She's 0-for-2 with strikeouts, both at-bats. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Won't be a immaculate inning here anymore for Bedell. Immaculate inning being three pitches. Perfect inning would be perfect strikeouts. We're not going to have that either, as it's 0-for-2, another swing and a miss. But she could say nothing else. Five pitches, all were strikes, if she's able to connect here on the strikeout. As that is foul, so still living here with all strikes in the inning. We'll take a look at the schedule, see what action we can bring you next week, as we will, again, on Monday have that baseball game, and then I know we're not going to be able to put a game in on Tuesday or Wednesday, obviously, but we'll see what Thursday or Friday brings. I got to take a look at the schedule. There's a grounder to short to first in time, as there's your third out of the inning. All pitches were strikes, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Through 5.5 here at Nakusa High School. Nakusa taking care of business over Neillsville Granton, 3-1. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Six, seven, eight hitters coming up here for Nicosia in the bottom of the sixth inning, holding on to a 3-1 lead over Neillsville Grant and Warriors. Leading things off is Alexa Borboom, as she's 1-for-2 in the game, single and stolen base and a run. And then she flew out to second in the third inning. Good in-between inning music played, as always, here at Nicosia by Tom Kirst. As there's a bouncer back to the pitcher, and that's going to be a 1-3 put out, quickly one out by Ormond. But also good music, always played by Seth. I always kind of give that a listen the last few days when I've been at work by for his hours during the afternoon rush there. Always like listening to that as Danny Smith comes to the plate. Smith is 0-for-2 as well with a fly out to left and a fly out to short. I've been fortunate enough to whenever I've turned it on, there's been Toby Keith on. He's not a big country guy, which is definition of irony of a guy who doesn't listen to country music, work for a country station. But I like Toby Keith and been able to listen to a few of his songs on there. Always enjoy that. If it's up to me, you could play Toby all the time. All Toby all the time at WIRI. I'd like that. That could be a heck of a show. The country legend there. We lost, unfortunately, a few months back. Stomach cancer. Smith's in there. 2-1 count. Stands in there. Pitch. Throws in there, and that's a 3-1 count coming to Smith. Yeah, that's a heck of an idea. Seth, write that down. All Toby, all the time. Or Toby Keith honor hour or whatever. As Smith just cracks one out. It's over the fielder's head. And it is out of here. Danny Smith with the home run as her parents along the right field fence go crazy as she rounds the bases. Big smile on her face. Solo shot by Danny Smith, the senior, and Nicosia moves their lead ahead to 4-1. When she made contact on that, you know it was going a long ways, but it goes over the fence, and you can just see the smile on his, on her family's face in the outfield along the first base side. Probably couldn't, not that I'd advise doing it, but you couldn't knock the smile off her father's face with a 2x4. He is one happy father right now. He was jumping around, hugging his halls. Anyone that was, give him a hug. So good for Mr. Smith on that. Pitch in there next to that bat for Jackie Bedell. First pitch in there, and that's a ball. After that exciting at bat there by Danny. So Neillsville really trying to limit any more damage because they're down 3 runs with their last 3 outs of the season coming up in the top of the 7th inning, barring anything coming up that they are able to mount a good offensive rally here with those 3 outs remaining. 3-0 count to Bedell. And there's a strike in there. Count goes 3-1. Some very well-hit pitches today. First couple just aren't able to quite get out of there, but that one sure did just a couple ago. As there's another pitch in there, and that gets into the fence by Bedell. And she now has a full count. Pitch on the way to Bedell, and that is hit
That's getting to the outfield, a little shallow, and that's going to fall overrun by the left fielder, but it's going to be a single either way. The offense keeps clicking here for the Papermakers as Mackenzie Woodard now comes up as an IM hitter before Nakusa turns over the order. See what Nakusa can do the rest of this inning if they can tack on a couple more runs. And if they do, that spark came from that solo shot by Danny Smith. But speaking of sparks, Econ Electric, been in the business since 1970, providing residential, commercial, and industrial contracting services all over the place. So if you're in need of any of that, give our friends at Econ Electric a call. Stolen base there is Bedell keeps another runner in scoring position. Woodard, she hits one foul, so she levels her count at 1-1. Nakusa hoping to set up a regional semifinal game with Prescott, top-seeded Prescott, that is. The game would be played next Tuesday, weather permitting, of course, as everything goes on this spring. 2-1 count to Woodard. Pitch, that's going to bounce in there. Runner thinks about it, and she goes to third. Throw was in time, but wide of the mark, so she's in there. And she's that'll be Bedell. She moves ahead on a wild pitch. It was Kenzie Woodard. Looks to try to bring in another run. And that's called strike, so the count goes full on Woodward. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss, but it's foul, called foul tip. As we reload for that payoff pitch yet again, pitch thrown back into action, off the mark, but no one advances. Clouds really starting to fill in here a little bit in Nakusa. Wind dying down, so hopefully mosquitoes stay in the woods where they belong. And that pitch is low, for that's a ball, so runners on the corners here as Woodward earns a walk, setting things up for Sophie Gopp. She is 1-for-3 in the game with a single in the first inning and a stolen base. Then she flew out to third in the second and fifth innings. Offering a bunt, first pitch in there, strike. Runner advances from first to second as Woodard, and a stolen base. Trying to put the pressure on the defense of Nielsville. Want to get at least one more run to feel a little more comfortable. That pitch is way high and way, so the count level's at 1-1. And they're on Nakusa already having a 4-1 lead, bottom of the sixth inning, one out. Two runners on, and the third and second. So two in scoring position. Single, conceivably, can really put a dagger in this one. And there's her single, and it gets past the left fielder, rolls to the wall, to the fence. Gopp, she's racing in there for third. Two runs come in, and there's her stand-up triple by Gopp. Two RBIs, and that lead keeps growing for the Papermakers. As Bedell and Woodward's both score, as Nielsville, they call timeout here in just a minute. So 6-1 lead here for Nakusa. Bottom of the sixth inning, one out. So Nakusa, they're getting closer and closer here to that regional semifinal game that'll be played in Prescott against Topsy to Prescott. That will be next Tuesday, and that's when we'll see everybody else in action. Port Edwards, they're a five seed. They have to go to four seed to Cambria-Friesland, and Assumption, they're home, and they're going to face the winner of a game that's happening right now. I forget the opponents in that. I think Nacita's one of them, and so top seed Assumption, they're looking to get back to Goodman Diamond down in Madison for the third straight year. And then Lincoln, of course, being home against Wasa East. Pitch on the way. That's high to Andrews. So Andrews, she's
one for three in the game. She has a double and a run scored, but in her first two appearances in the first and third inning, she flew out to third and to left. Another pitch in there, and that's high. 2-0 count to Andrews. Coming up, I know I was able to see somewhere that Port Edwards baseball team, they got a sixth seed, so they will be hosting in a regional quarterfinal game. I got to get double-check the dates on all of that. But they'd be hosting Alma Center Lincoln. They've played them earlier this year and a couple times in other sports. So there's another pitch. That's high, and that is a walk. And four pitches to Andrews as runners on the corners for the Papermakers. Timeout called as the Nielsville catcher comes up to the pitcher circle, having a couple words, just trying to calm her down. Still can make something, can make this game. 6-1. A lot of runs can be scored in an inning, so hopefully gonna calm her down. Then the bats get to work in the seventh for the Warriors. Of course, the Papermakers do not want to allow that. Aubrey Barboom stands up in the plate. She goes to bunt. Ball bounces through the catching gear and bounces off the shin guard of the home plate umpire, Cal Takas. As just a stolen base goes to Andrews. Runners on third and second and third. So two in scoring position here. One out, 1-1 count for Barboom. Boom is 0 for 2 with a walk in the game. And there's her hit. And that goes right through the middle. In comes Gopp. Rounding third and scoring is Andrews. So make that an 8-1 lead for the Papermakers. 2 RBI single for Aubrey Boom. As that sets up Montana Rowe, who is 2 for 3 in the game, flew out to center in the first, has a two singles, an RBI, and Lexi Trickle with a stolen base as she was a courtesy runner in there as well. First pitch in there, that's a ball. So 1-0 count to Rowe. Pitch, that's going to be a little high. And that throw back to the pitcher, a little high as well, off the glove, but unable to move Boom up another base. Rowe stands in there, and she gets called strike on that one. Two-one count. And count, and there's a big fly ball out to left field that's going, and it is dropped by the left fielder into second is Rowe. I got screened out there for a minute, my apologies. So I think that'll be a E7 that allows her to get to second. We'll double check that scoring here in a minute. I got screened out, so I am guessing that's what happened. So there's a little groan from the Nielsville side, so that'd stand to reason there. As a courtesy runner coming in for Rowe. Up at the plate, Ashlyn Garza. And then up next, Alexa Boerboom. Just one out in the inning. Runners on second and third, two in scoring position. Pitch on the way with Garza, and it bounces back in there.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8,
as that is a 10-run mercy rule. Nakusa wins their WIA Division 4 regional quarterfinal game as they will now be taking on the Prescott Cardinals. If just going to sit down here and want to figure out some numbers here as Nakusa really pours it on in that bottom of the sixth inning to get the advancement to the next round of the playoffs. So gonna do a couple number crunching activities here, and we'll be back here with the very happy Papermaker totals coming up here on 105.5 WIRI.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
An 8-run bottom of the sixth inning is the difference tonight for the Nakusa Papermakers softball team as they took down Neillsville Granton by a score of 11-1 in six innings of play as the Northwestern Loyalty fight song plays in the background celebrating a Papermaker victory. Nakusa for the game, 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Neillsville, 1 run on 4 hits with 4 errors. Excuse me. Scoreless at the first inning. Nakusa gets 2 on the board by Alexa Borboom and Jackie Bedell, as Jackie Bedell brought in Borboom of the Mackenzie Woodward. She hit another single that scored in Bedell to bring the Nakusa lead to 2-0. Another scoreless third inning, while Neillsville got on the board in the fourth, top of the fourth inning that is, where Canfield, she was brought in on a put out by Sydney Subke for the RBI, but that was all that the Warriors could muster today, as Nakusa, they added another run in the bottom of the fifth inning. That run was scored by Michaela Andrews when she's brought in on a single by Montana Rowe, and then the wheels fell off for the Warriors and the Papermakers pounced as things were started by Alexa Borboom. Excuse me. As she had a ground out in the first inning, or the first at bat, then followed by Danny Smith. Danny Smith powered on the, I believe it was a third pitch she saw, and that went right over the right center field fence for, I believe, her first career home run, and that came in her last varsity home game. And after that, Papermakers went nuts, scoring 7 more runs. Those runs obviously scored by Smith, Jackie Bedell, Mackenzie Woodward, Sophia Gaup, Michaela Andrews, Aubrey Borboom, Montana Rowe, and Ashlyn Garza, as Garza was brought in on an error during Smith's second at-bat in the inning. That was an E4 that allowed Smith to reach base, and that allowed Garza to score the deciding run. Pitching-wise, Jackie Bedell, she got the win, 6 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 run, 8 strikeouts,
and one walk. Hitting-wise, Sophia Gopp and Aubrey Borboom both got, Sophia Gopp and Montana Rowe and Jackie Bedell each got two hits in the game, with Gopp and Borboom getting two RBIs and then extra base hits. That was Michaela Andrews with a double and Smith with the home run. Looking forward here to the next athletic events coming up here on 105.5 WIRI. That'll be tomorrow at 5 o'clock from the Rapids Area Sports Complex, where I will be bringing you the softball action between Wisconsin Rapids and Menasha as they round out their regular season. Then on Monday, weather permitting, and anything else that along that route, where it'll be Port Edwards and Assumption baseball coming at you from historic Witter Field, home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, coming up on Monday. And then as we plan things out, and I'll get working on that tonight, what games will be coming forth in the next week. And now it's winter go home time for all these teams, so we're really rounding things out before, hey, we might just get a couple days off before we worry about fall football. And Randy Paul comes back into the fold. So, for Seth Hatbaker back at the studio, for all of our sponsors, thanks for listening here. And, of course, myself, Mike Comer, thank you for spending part of your evening with me. So, with that, have a great evening. Be safe out there. And keep listening to 105.5 Wiz Country for more classic country music.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. 'Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her, I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, 'cause brother, she's gone. If I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Make them drink strong, 'cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that. See the world through whiskey glasses.
knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. 'Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. 'Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
You know that Sandhill Wildlife Area in Wood County has one of the darkest night skies in the state of Wisconsin? To witness an extraordinary view of space, join UW-Madison astronomers on May 18th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as they present Universe in the Park. After that, you will be invited to attend the Star Party, where you'll get a chance to view objects in the sky through telescopes and chat with expert astronomers. This is a free event, but we ask that you please pre-register before May 15th on the Sandhill Wildlife Area Event Calendar at dnr.wisconsin.gov. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
CBS News Brief. Former fixer Michael Cohen will testify again on Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
They spent a good portion of the day first talking about the times he's acknowledged lying under oath. And then they sought to try to catch him in mistruths today.
Cohen went to prison for tax fraud and lying to Congress. Classes were remote at UC Irvine today after police arrested 50 protesters on campus.
We cannot have a genocidal foreign policy in a democracy. These young people are going to be the ones that have to pay the price for these horrible decisions.
Police arrested two people at DePaul in Chicago. And President Biden is aware there will be protesters when he delivers the commencement speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta on Sunday. White House senior advisor Stephen Benjamin.
The right to free speech extends to even those who wish to protest, and he respects that, and he makes it a point to lean in when there are protesters in the very same space.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Port Edwards Police and Fire Commission met on Tuesday to review applicants applying for positions on the fire department. This after Fire Chief Warden and multiple fire department members quit this spring over ongoing issues with the village board. The commission voted to place one person on the eligible to hire list pending a medical examination.
Firefighter candidate Timothy Schultz, who, by the way, would not be considered associate because of his experience.
It was voted to notify Interim Chief Lupke two others would be ready to start in associate status.
Jessica Leese and Chris Diggles.
The next Police and Fire Commission meeting is scheduled for May 28th to perform fire chief interviews. There will be no public comment, and the meeting will be all closed session to perform the interviews. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny and much warmer tomorrow, high, low 80s. More sunshine than clouds for the weekend. Isolated storms or a shower possible. Highs in the mid-80s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
It's been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered. My hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered. My hopes and my dreams.
Missing the moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Like life is shattered, my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life is shattered, my hopes and my
self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am, and I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Mama, Daddy, the devil.
Yeah, I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. I thank Mama, I thank Daddy.
I'd do anything, anywhere, anywhere. hiding me in the palm of your hand. Cause I don't dance. Love's never come.
Let's take that spin. let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about now? Why should we wait? We can chase these dreams down the interstate and be long gone before the world moves on and makes another round. What about now? Yeah! Oh, oh. What about now?
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey, boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light. Without you in my dreams.